Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. The goal for this episode is to be so efficient that our producers don't have to edit very much because we're recording this so late. The episode's supposed to come out in 2 days.
Okay, I can do that.
Can you?
I think. Probably not, but well, do the stoners know I'm coming live from Rome?
I don't think they do know that.
Yes, Brandi came to visit me while I've been in Rome and then ditched me, so I'm just here. I'm so proud. Just me and Dom. While he's working, I'm getting myself around and putting on my big girl pants.
Seriously.
And I mean, how proud of me are you?
I'm still in shock. And I'm truly in shock that you've stayed over there. Because the day I left, I told the girls, I was like, I give it like 2 days and she's going to be on a plane back to LA.
It's been so great. Like, I'm so glad I was still here today because Dom had extra things other than just being on set that they did. And so it was so good for me to be here. Now I'm kind of sad about leaving, weirdly.
Yeah, I feel like you've been over there long enough that now you're so settled in.
I'm settled. And so he only comes 2 days after me. So I'm like, do I just stay and fly home with him? But then I think I just want to get back home and like, get settled in and have a couple days at home to like get groceries and do cute things because he's worked so hard, and then it'll just all be prepared when he gets there. So I'm going to go ahead and leave, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, that is amazing.
I'm shooken.
Do people still say that? I'm not sure.
I don't think so, but honestly, I just thought I would have an absolute anxiety breakdown when you left, but I've been okay.
Well, that is just bad. Well, I think we should give the stoners a rundown of our trip because we did so much. I think we should tell them what we've been up to.
We have been up to so much. It's actually insane. Brandi got here before me. So Brandi flew from LA to Rome. Her and I, weirdly, were on different flights, even though it was the same day.
Not weirdly, you paid the big bucks for the nonstop, and I had to schlep through Charlotte and leave like 12 hours earlier than you.
True. But we got here, and I feel like that day, didn't we go out and about like the day we got here? Maybe it was just going to get groceries, which was completely overwhelming.
I think that is exactly what we did. We went to a supermarket and it was like the biggest adventure because we didn't know what anything was. And like when you go to a different country, even like Mexico or Canada or somewhere, like everything's just different there. So not only that, but everything's in a different language. And so, there's no cell reception in the supermarket. And I was trying to Google everything or translate everything to figure out what things were. It took us forever and everyone hated us.
Oh yeah. First of all, like all of us blondes, four of us, were blonde, and you stick out here really badly when you're blonde. And then of course my accent doesn't help at all.
Not at all.
And then like just trying to figure out how to do things that normally are so simple or so difficult. Like when you get to the register, like you have to have measured your fruit. Like at home, they'll just do it for you.
Yeah. No.
Thank goodness this sweetest man was right behind us who like literally clearly knew that we were coming unglued.
Yeah, well, because the cashier girl spoke zero English.
Oh, zero. And so he like took Kirsten, Brandi's friend, she was with us, took her over, measured the fruit, put the sticker on, and then translated for us because I truly do not know how we would have functioned if he would not have stepped in.
No, like we would have not understood what she was saying about it, the fruit. Like we had no idea. So anyway, thank God for that guy.
So I just had to go to the grocery store without you the other day. And I had the most amazing driver, but like, I mean, it's very hard to communicate.
Yeah.
And so I was saying supermarket because that's what they told us to say last. And we get to this massive mall, like a mall, like, but it actually ended up having a grocery store in it. But I was so scared. I walk in and I started seeing all these different stores with clothes and all these things. And I was like,
this is not what
oh my God. But then when I got to one end of it, it opened up to this massive, it was like Walmart, only like two of them put together. It was absolutely insane. And I was in there for so long that finally the driver came in and he was like, Miss Tish, like, me stay with you or what? And I was like, yes.
You're like, please.
And so he went through the whole grocery store with me and I stocked the freak up so I did not have to do this again.
Seriously.
So it has been amazing, but there has definitely been challenges.
Yeah. So that was our first day. And then the next day, so like we really hit the ground running because the next like real day there, our first real day, Dom had the day off. And so all of us together went and did the Colosseum and walked around like the city center, and we did some serious shopping. Like we really did it big the first couple of days we were there. And that was super fun. And like she said, Kirsten was with us. Kirsten came for a little bit. And then Dom's two girls, Audrey and Lily, were with us. So we had like quite the crew and we had so much fun. And then a couple days later, we like all of us really wanted to see the water, like do a beach day, like see the coast. And so Dom had just filmed at this island, Ischia. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
And he was like, that's where you got to go. Like we were contemplating like Capri or like the Amalfi, like, which is so touristy, but that's where everybody goes. And he was like, no, I'm telling you, like Ischia is it. And so he like kind of planned this like 2-day trip for us to go to Ischia. And we went, and I would say like by far the highlight of the trip. Like we had the best time. The place we stayed was so beautiful. It was like this, not all-inclusive resort, but just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just so lovely. Like they had everything. Like they had restaurants on site. They had a pool, they had many pools. But it was kind of boutique-y in a way. And because it was only 40 rooms, I think they said.
Yep.
Yeah.
40. Very boutique-y, but so, I mean, it was incredible. And weirdly, like for such a like boutique-y, smaller, I guess, hotel, like Brandy said, like there was so much there. And like the pool was huge.
Yeah.
And the other pools were really just little salt and mineral pools. And that was so cute. And like, I definitely think we could have stayed two more days there. We were only there two. But like, you could stay at just that resort for four days and be perfectly fine.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts about it was they had their own garden, I guess, on property. And so a lot of the food, most of the food, I think, that they served there, all of the vegetables and everything came from their garden. So it was like straight farm to table and so sustainable and so cool. And I loved that about it. The best day was we took a boat and we went from Ischia to Ponza, which is like almost a 2-hour boat ride. Like it's pretty far, but it was so worth it. So we got to see Ponza and a couple other like tiny little islands, and we got to jump off and swim and definitely got some much needed sun. And then we actually got to get off in Ponza for a little bit. You guys, if we thought we were fish out of water on the mainland of Italy, holy shit, everyone hated us. There was no English to be spoken anywhere in any way, shape, or form. And God bless Keys, but Keys has a shellfish allergy. The islands are not the place to go if you have a shellfish allergy.
Nah.
So we went to this restaurant, and none of us realized it had like a prefix menu, like a prefix, like 4-course menu where there aren't any other options. And every single meal on the prefix menu had shellfish in it. So poor Keys was like, I can't eat any of this, and they can't understand us, and they freaking hate us. And not only could Keys not eat it, nobody else wanted any of the shellfish because my mom eats like a 12-year-old, and come to find out, so do Dom's two girls. One of them's allergic to avocado. Like, who's ever heard of that being an allergy? So all these girls are like, my friend Marta, God bless, like Italian, was like, just order pasta bianco everywhere you go. So these three bitches are like, pasta bianco. So I felt bad. I was like, fuck, one of us has to order something authentic or they are just going to talk so much shit. So I was like, you know what? I'll have the lobster because that's like the thing here. They're fresh caught. It was so cool. Like they literally just like caught them, put them in a tank. They're like alive 5 seconds before you eat it kind of thing. Kind of crazy. But I was like, all right, I'm all about like immersing myself in the culture. And I do like lobster. So I was like, yeah, I'll have the lobster. He like held it up and was like, eh? And I was like, yeah. See, I'll try that. But I was thinking that it would be like lobster meat in the pasta. Like that's the kind of lobster I've had in the past. No. He brings me not one, but two. And he said, small plate. And I said, yeah, small plate. Cool. Two massive lobsters on a plate with like 8 noodles of pasta. It was like all lobster. And with these tools to like break it open. And I'm so prideful. He like sets it down and he can tell, like, I'm like, what the fuck do I do with that? He's like, you know how to use? And I was like, yeah, I'm so good. Yeah, see, like so good. See. And he walks away and I'm like, I don't know how to fucking use that. So I'm sitting here digging at the lobster with a fork, which I'm sure like sent them into another, you know, round of hysterics about Americanos, because that's all they talked about was, I'm sure, how just stupid we are. But the lobster was great and we had a great time.
And the view was just ridiculous. I mean,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, it is. If you're ever going to go on like a real like crazy vacay and you decide to do Italy, you have to go to Ponza. It or and Ischia. They're the two just most amazing places I think I've ever been. But ever since Brandy left, and our Airbnb is kind of, it's not inside the center city in Rome. So we're on the outskirts. And so it is just not walkable at all. And so I haven't had a car. And so, like I said, I got a bunch of groceries, the closest thing to American food I could get. I promise you, since you have left, how many days ago? 4?
Yeah.
I have not had one thing besides peanut butter and jelly and frosted flakes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I did eat a peach.
I mean, that is your normal diet, though, so it's actually not that shocking.
I keep worrying about it, thinking, oh my gosh, am I okay that I've not had any nutrition at all? But then I'm like, I kind of eat like that anyway. So it's like...
So you made it this far, you know? Like, you're doing seriously. All right so far. I guess you're fine. But all jokes aside about everybody hating us, everyone's lovely. Italy's great. And if you do want like a true... like authentic, go where the locals go experience, Ponza is so cool and definitely immerses you in the culture. And Ischia too, I thought, like compared to places like Capri and stuff, I think like it was much calmer, much slower, more chill, laid back, and like not a whole lot of Americans at all. So
no, it was magical. But I do think that it's probably a really well-kept secret right now, and it's going to get busier and busier and busier.
I think so, too.
Because what was so amazing is it was just so chill. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
But anyway, I'm also excited to come home. Like, Dom and I are both just so ready to come home. I miss my puppies.
I bet.
I miss Starbucks. I miss my smoothies.
Uh-huh.
I even miss working out with Tosh.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've been here long enough, so we're both ready to come back. I'm so excited.
Stoners, you've probably seen my social media if you follow me, but I had to go straight from Italy to Michigan to play at a festival, which was the sickest thing ever. Like, and it was so crazy because I wasn't feeling great. I was so tired. I was so jet lagged and just like was not feeling it. I was like, I'm just so homesick. Like, I just want to go home. I wish I didn't have to do this, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't play until 10:45. They pushed my set because of a thunderstorm. So I'm like sitting backstage, like yawning, trying so hard to stay awake and telling my tour manager, like, I don't wanna, I wanna go to sleep. I wanna go tonight. And he's like, you have got to stop. And I have to say, like, I walked out and got on stage and within 2 minutes, totally everything turned around. It was such a sick show and such a cool venue, Electric Forest. And I gotta say, like, I've played a lot of shows and I've been to a lot of shows. I've seen Miley play a lot of shows. I've just been to a lot of concerts in my day, a lot of festivals, a lot of clubs, a lot of everything. And I've never, ever in my life been around a crowd like this one. Everybody was like so into it, right? Like, everybody was having so much fun, dancing, all that normal stuff. But there was like this different, like, vibe of everyone was so respectful of, like, nobody was pushing or shoving. Nobody was like screaming or crying or doing anything crazy. And the stage I was on was just this tiny little like circle in the middle of the whole crowd. Anybody could have just jumped on stage or thrown something on stage or gotten on stage. Like, it was kind of a free for all. And like, truly, like, I looked around and I was like, there's no security. There's nobody in charge. Like, it was kind of just me and my tour manager standing on the side. And even when I was done and got off stage, like, a lot of times people like want to come up to me and talk to me or like hug me or whatever. And everyone was just so cool. I was like, I started to walk off and had to walk through the crowd and everyone waved and said hello. But like everyone was just so chill. Like it was so cool. Like it was almost like everybody was just hanging out together and it just felt so intimate and cool and casual and just unlike anything I've ever done. And as I was saying bye, like during my last song, I was like doing a 360 round, like giving people high fives and stuff on the stage. And people started giving me bracelets. Like people had these neon bracelets on from the festival and they were putting them on my wrists and giving me necklaces.
I saw that.
It was so cool. And just like the coolest, sweetest thing. I don't know. It was like these like hippie, like love, peace, like happiness vibes at this festival. It was just one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do.
Well, that is amazing, Bran.
I freaking loved it. I hope they have me back because I've been, like I said, I've been to so many festivals and like festivals are great and all, but this one tops like any of the festivals I've ever been to. It was just so cool.
Well, I just love that for you.
And then I was like, you know, I was so homesick, but I was like, honestly, at this point, I've been gone so long and I feel like I'm on a world tour. I could just keep going. I was like, where are we going next? Let's pick a different country. Let's just keep it going.
Are you for real?
I kind of felt that way. I was like, because for me, I get so homesick like after I've been gone about a week, like 6 to 7 days is when I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go home. But once I push past that, I mean, I was at like a 2.5 week mark. Once I get past that, I'm kind of like, well, now I've like overcome all the hurdles of being away from my comforts. Like now I could just keep on going.
That's where I'm at right now.
That's what I was thinking.
Because a weekend, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot survive and make it. I'm so homesick. I miss the pubs. I miss my bed. I miss it all. And now I'm totally fine.
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
It really like, is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally get that. But I am going to be very glad to be home because California looks gorgeous right now.
Oh.
Like, absolutely stunning.
Well, it's about time. So
what's your 4th of July plan?
Oh my gosh. This is the first year. Okay. Except COVID's the exception to everything, right? I don't think I played a show during COVID on 4th of July. But aside from that, this is my first 4th of July not working in probably 6 years.
Really?
And I'm so pumped. Like now that I am home, I was all like, world tour, woo, let's keep going. But now that I'm home, I'm like, oh my God, I never want to leave. And I'm so happy to be home. I'm home for 3 weeks. And so for this 4th of July, I am chilling. And I love the 4th of July. My mom knows this. Miley and I both, like, we just are obsessed with it.
More than anything.
And we used to just throw these huge pool parties like every summer and have all of our friends over. And it's just it's one of my favorite holidays. I don't know why it's so fun, but it just is. And I am so excited because I kind of get to do that. I'm going to do it on a smaller scale. I'm not going to have like a complete rager, but I am having a pool party on Saturday and just inviting friends over and just going to chill and lay in the pool and drink seltzers and just do it big.
Well, that is wonderful. Me freaking too. Whew. And was your jet lag horrible going that way, going home?
So the festival did a number on me. Mm-hmm. I think if it hadn't been for that, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
But it was just hard because I flew into Michigan and got there at like 7 p.m. But I didn't even get to my hotel until about 10 p.m. So I was up pretty late the first night and then woke up like super early, like 5 a.m. Because there it was like, you know, noon in Italy where I was used to be.
Yep.
Like, so even though I didn't go to sleep early, like I woke up so early and could not go back to sleep. And then like what I left out is that I was actually supposed to play two sets at this festival and one was earlier in the day. So I had to be there at 2 p.m. which I thought I was going to play a set, do some press and then stay and then do that late set too. So I thought I had like a whole day, but we got to the festival and there was a thunderstorm. So my first set was canceled. There was a shelter in place, everything shut down. So basically like I spent all day there for nothing and then went back to the hotel, but only had a couple hours. So it was just like a really, really long day. And so I just really didn't get much sleep the first two nights and didn't feel very good. But then I got home late last night and I slept like 10 hours last night. But I got up at like nine today, like nothing crazy.
Oh, that's good.
So I think now I'm going to be on track. So I think for you, the key is because you land in LA so early, here's the key, you guys, you can't nap. You can't nap both ways. I'm telling you, this is the key to jet lag. No napping. Like you got to push through and be miserable for like one day. day. And if you can do that and just go to sleep at a semi-regular time, usually the jet lag's not so bad. It only lasts like a day.
So I get to LA at like 1 p.m. So I feel like I can make
no napping.
I can make it to like 9.
You have to.
Yeah.
9 would be the play. Because, and so for you, you should try to sleep on the flight so that when you wake up, like it's like 11 when you wake up in LA, like 11 a.m., have a couple hours left of the flight and then stay up.
Yeah. The bummer is my flight's at 9 a.m. in the morning.
But that's good because you have to get up so early to get there that you'll get on the plane and just go right to sleep.
That is true.
That's what I would do.
So you got any off limits?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Silo. I'm going to be so sad when it's over. Did you even start it?
Yes, but I remember I kind of got a little bored. And so I kind of...
Oh, it got good.
Oh, okay.
It got good. So I'm caught up. I think there's only one episode left in this first season. Hopefully, God, I hope they do a second season. But it did get like a teeny bit slow there for a second. And then episodes like 6 and 7 were amazing. And then I just watched episodes 8 and 9. They got a little bit more slow, but just still so good. And like, there's just so many questions and only one episode left. But so I've been binging that to catch up because I wasn't able to watch it while we were gone. If you guys haven't watched Silo, highly, highly, highly recommend. It's just so good. The acting is amazing. Great story. If you like sci-fi, it's a little sci-fi-y. So I've been watching that. And then you never really got on the Manifest train, did you?
I tried, but I felt like it got cheesy.
It is a little cheesy. Yeah. I mean, you just kind of have to accept that if you're going to watch this show, I think.
Okay.
But I love Josh Dallas. He's like the lead and I've watched him in a couple other things. So I'm like, I like love him so much. And also the hot cop, Jared, like, I'll watch just for the hot cop. I don't know what it is. I love a hot cop.
Everyone.
I don't know, but I definitely have a thing for hot cops. It's like, it's the uniform. It's like the energy. It's like the, I'm going to rough you up and tell you what to do. Like, it's just hot to me. And there's a hot cop on this show. So I like that a lot. But Netflix picked it up, you know, because NBC or whoever it was on canceled it. So Netflix picked it up to do this one last season. And they had released 10 episodes earlier in the year. And then they just put out the final 10 of the last season. So this is it for Manifest. So I downloaded it and I've just been benching it. I think I have like 2 episodes left and then the show's done for good. But if you ever watched Manifest on network TV and liked it even a little bit, I would say like definitely watch the Netflix season because it's good.
Oh, I
it's
bet really that good. Is good. The Netflix.
I actually think the Netflix season is better than the network seasons were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about, but maybe because it can be edgier.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
That is why. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. So those are the two things I've been watching.
Well, did you also catch up on Cruel Summer?
No, I haven't
yet. Either.
Yeah, I haven't been able to download anything for Hulu yet. So I got to catch up on that. But it does seem like there's some good TV going to come out. Usually it's fall, but I've been seeing some previews for some cool stuff. So, but I'm a little worried about this writer's strike because everything that's in production is being like halted right now.
Yeah.
So does that mean like next year there's going to be a huge lull in things coming out because nothing was able to be made?
Very possible.
That scares me a little bit.
Very, very possible. So
yeah, I don't think I love that.
Me either.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does. What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and
pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS, for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Cute.
So, stoners, do you notice my demeanor today? I never listened to our episode back. But because Brandy told me nobody was going to listen, I listened to it. And she was right. I was out of control. So I'm like...
You were out of control last week.
I was so out of control. Like, so I'm trying to be a very good Tish today.
Oh my God. Well, I got to say, the episode's going really smoothly and great, but you are not as funny today.
I know, I'm boring as shit.
Yeah, you're pretty boring.
I know. Although I feel like I'm being very professional.
You are being very, I'm very impressed with your professionality.
Seriously. Very.
Can we tell the stoners what Global Entry has in your notes on your file?
Yeah, well, when I went to get my Global Entry... As I was leaving, one of the people that, I mean, they were in uniform. They said, we just want to let you know that, like, when you have a suitcase or something that goes through the airport, and, like, it doesn't have to be, like, marijuana. It can be different things. Like, you get, like, strikes and notes in your record. And I had two strikes.
For
a weed smell.
Oh my God.
So I'm being very good.
That's pretty crazy to me. So guys, what we've learned here is that the TSA people are taking notes on your shit. Like every time they search your shit, they're putting notes about you in there. That's so creepy.
1,000,000%.
Don't think I love that, but also... That is so funny. So now that there's notes about you in there, they're going to go through your shit every time.
Totally.
Sure.
So I don't bring anything ever.
You cannot.
No, I would not ever.
I also feel like they've amped up the like working dogs in airports recently. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
There are so many more working dogs, which I love that because I love working dogs and I think it's great.
I
love seeing a dog love their job. So, and I don't do drugs, so I have nothing to worry about. But it's crazy. I've seen so many. Like I even saw some dogs, I went through Chicago. So that was where I like came in and went through customs. And there were dogs like on the baggage belts, like searching, like sniffing the bags as they came out on the belts to see like what was in it. And then also there was the cutest little beagle. Actually, she was a big old beagle. And she was walking, as we were all waiting for our bags to come out on the belt, she was walking around and her purpose was to sniff out foods that you're not supposed to bring back into the United States.
That's wild.
She was like sniffing out like some freaking stupid lady had like pizza in her bag and you're not allowed to bring pork in, and that dog sniffed out the pepperoni on her pizza. Like it was so fascinating to watch. And the dog was so cute.
I don't think I knew pepperoni was pork.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't eat it.
I don't eat it either.
Yeah. So anyway, it was just fascinating. I was like, they're just amping up the canine law enforcement, which I am here for.
Me too. Those dogs are so cute.
But that also means you really got to be careful because everything you own smells like weed.
Oh, I know.
Every time I get in your car, I'm like, if you ever got pulled over, the waft, the smell coming from your car would be so overwhelming. The cops would for sure arrest you.
It's true.
But maybe they would be hot. I'd be like, oh, arrest me, sir.
Oh, no. I would say, I have this daughter who thinks cops are... That was just getting her to say to all the hot cops out there, Brandy loves a hot cop.
Hot cops are a big thing on TikTok.
Oh, well, Brandy, I didn't know this about you. Now I'm going to like keep my eyes open.
Oh, yeah. My TikTok algorithm is like hot cops, horses, animal videos, and more hot cops. It's funny.
I love it. Okay, well, what else are we doing today?
Well, we don't have any DRMTs because...
because I alienated them all last week.
It's that, and, you know, we were supposed to record this episode in Italy, and then Tish literally just freaking bailed on me and went to set with Dom on the day we were supposed to record, so it just messed up our schedule a little bit. So we don't have DRMT, so this is going to be a little bit of a short episode, but I think that's okay. Tish is traveling, she comes home soon, and next week we will be back to our originally scheduled programming.
We will be back in action.
Tish will be back on the Pamelo.
Oh, my. If there's one thing that I miss the most, I miss friggin' Pamelo like you do. First of all, you know what? Let's wrap this up by saying, guys, let me just tell you that, like, probably 5 days after I got here, I had a psychological breakdown. And
she really did.
I mean, like, I was not okay. And yeah. Dom was like, what is happening? And then he was like, I know exactly what it is. And I'm like, what? And he was like, you haven't had any weed in 5 days. And I looked up if you can have severe symptoms from that. And you absolutely can. And I had every freaking one. I'm not kidding. Like, I was out of my brain.
She really was. She was like crying a lot. And just like really anxious. And I mean, it's crazy like that none of us really thought about it, but that's true. Like, you're just so used to smoking and it helps your anxiety and all that. And so, like, totally. Not having it, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that you did that, you know?
I mean, like, for me, weed has helped my anxiety so much and helped me. And then, like, just going cold turkey after like smoking every day for 5 years. Like, I didn't even think about it. But, like, then when I looked it up, the first one was emotional and, like, depressed. And I was, like, 5 days in, like, just sobbing, acting so upset and sad and anxious. And it was crazy. And I never want that happening ever again.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear if anybody else, because one of my friends, I was texting with her, and she said that absolutely happened to her fiance. And so I was like, wow, like, I've just really never heard anybody say that. And so anyway, stoners, if any of you all have experienced that, like when you stop smoking, let us know, because I would love to hear about other people's experiences when they've stopped like that.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Very.
Fascinating.
Very fascinating.
I can't stop saying ciao.
Ciao. I mean, I am going to miss saying ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
I know.
I've been caught myself like saying it to people. And I'm like, oh, I'm not in Italy anymore.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, wait. And then is grazie. Remember they said there's a little bit of an A instead of
What? What are you talking about?
I don't
grazie?
Know. Grazie. Don't they say grazie. An A on grazie?
I feel like I hear people say it a lot of different ways. I hear grazie a lot, but I just don't know if that's like, there's like some sort of like difference in when you say grazie to when you say grazie. We need to ask Marta.
I think it's grazie. And then you're welcome, prego?
Yeah.
Prego.
But it doesn't really translate to you're welcome, but it's the most similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. Oh, well. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao, stoners. See you next week.
No, really, though. Okay, well, since we have no DRMTs, we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, ciao.
Oh, like, for real?
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah.
So, the last thing I'm going to say is, because when we hang up, I'm going immediately back to my book. So, that's the book I started. Guys, it is so good. Brandy probably wouldn't like it, but...
Why?
Well... I'm not going to tell a part of the story. I mean, it's very much empty. Like, it is all about a love triangles and love. It's mostly all about love and some, you know, like issues in this person's marriage and things like that. But the way the two people that the story really is about, Quinn and Graham, like getting there to how they get together is so good. And I love the book so much. So if anybody loves, like, you know, just like those kind of books, just very like about love and life. And I just love this character, Graham, so much. He reminds me of Dom.
Oh, here we freaking go.
He's literal perfection.
Oh, God. I gotta go.
Okay. Ciao, ciao.
You're literally insane. I just want need everybody to know.
I've been good this whole entire podcast.
She's losing a little bit. Stoners, make sure you call into Dear MT for next week so that we're not so boring. We need your questions. We do. We desperately need. And Tish will be back on the Pamelo, and we'll be back. We'll be back, baby. We will be back.
Baby got back.
All right. Love you guys. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.